Well, there's another man who gives us information that all of us need to know. He focuses on the European Union, on the continent of Europe. I'm talking about Dr. Rob Congdon. And actually, we catch him on the way up into North Carolina to take a couple of days of relaxation. Hey, Rob, you can run, but you can't hide. Thanks a lot for being available to us. And have a nice little bit of a respite there. Let me talk to you, first of all, the subject of the broadcast today, a special edition, Israel at 64. We've talked about the European Union and the interaction with Israel. They've been having some good, some bad, some positive, some negative. Talk to me, how does the European Union feel about Israel? And as they celebrate their 64th birthday, do they see that they're going to stand aside and watch these enemies of Israel come in? Are they going to stand alongside of Israel in face of all the troubles they may face?
Well, I think you said it well when you said good and bad. Remember, the European Union is 27 states that have tried to come together into a union. They aren't totally organized. They aren't together totally in their decisions. So you have some states that are very supportive of Israel, of the Jewish people, that are delighted with all the progress of these years, and you have others that are probably leaning more toward the Arab world and not favorable to Israel. Plus, you have the anti-Semitic mood that is throughout Europe. So it's really a mixed bag. It's just there is no single overall view, and that's why we get mixed signals coming out of the European Union and their government.
Yes, and it's interesting that the European Union just this week, they put out a pronouncement slamming the Israeli legalization of some Jewish settlements. So another evidence of some of the good and a lot of the bad. There is an interesting movement seemingly going on, Rob, there in the European Union. Some foreign ministers coming together discussing the possibility of a super president for the European Union. Wow, this sounds like a prophetic scenario to me. But talk about it. Is this a viable option, maybe?
Well, I think from the very beginning of the new latest treaty, the Lisbon Treaty, many have viewed that eventually this is what would have to happen. You just can't have a true union or a true country, if you will, speaking with two different heads and two different voices. And we have two presidents, if you will, the president of the Commission and the president of the European Union. And so what you have is two different men, strong leaders, very capable men, both trying to represent a single union. And now the realization is hitting. Maybe you need to combine the two powers together. And they're also adding maybe it should be an elected position by the parliamentarians of the European Union. So there's a couple twists in it. And I think they will eventually move that way because it's the only way you can coordinate the effort of such a large organization and such a large country. So I think it's coming. Whether this is the preliminary and sort of introducing and testing the waters, I think that's what the case is right now. But it won't be that far. What is really significant is they are saying no matter what they do, they won't change the treaty. They don't need to change the treaty. They just need to start making changes. So they're sort of stepping away from limitations of new treaties, and they're saying, we'll just decide what to do, and let's do it.
Yeah, super president. Sounds like the Antichrist to me. Rob, about 30 seconds. I'm not sure if you have seen this. You've been on the road, but European Union police have put out a warning, the possibility of a new type, a new mold or model of jihad threat there in Europe. This is pretty shocking.
Yes, I think they're catching on. Nothing has really happened in the last year. There's been no success. Al-Qaeda hasn't achieved anything. And so they're starting to alert that maybe there will be something coming that they have to watch for that just hasn't been in the typical mold as expected. So it really was more just a general alert to the people saying, keep watchful. And when you're in Europe, that's what you always see is everybody's watching and looking, and they're alert over there.
Dr. Rob Congdon, the man reporting on the European Union, the continent of Europe for us. Rob, thank you so very much. Have a good rest this weekend.
Thank you, and Lord bless you.